What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of An Investor's Journey. This is Jonathan Barbera with Prime Homes. And hopefully you guys had an amazing Thanksgiving. I know we did. Had plenty of leftovers. I think I gained an extra 5 pounds over the weekend. So got to get back in the gym and get back on a diet before Christmas. Because I know Christmas, I'm going to New York. And I love New York. Great food, so I'll probably gain another 10 to 15 pounds over there. So I've got to start getting prepared for that. On this episode, right before the Thanksgiving break, we had our meetup, our monthly meetup. And in there, we were talking with a local investor. She was asking us how John and I became partners and how do we make it work, right? There's a lot of people that have tried partnerships and they don't, you know, there's issues and stuff like that, and it hasn't worked out for them. And John and I are going on being official business partners, just going on 3 years and working together. We're like, I don't know, 3.5, maybe 4 years around there that we've been working together. And it's been great, right? It's been really good. We're still working together. We're still in business together. So something's going right. So I wanted to put this one together, kind of share with you how it is that we became partners, how it is that we run our partnership, and maybe it can give you some insight to finding your partner or analyzing whether the partnership that you're in right now might be something that's worth it or maybe some things to change. So hopefully you guys get some value out of this. And like always, feel free to ask any questions about anything that I share on this. So John and I first were working with an investment group out of Austin, and these were local investors that were trying to expand into San Antonio. So I was their boots on the ground here, where I would just go to the appointments, negotiate, do all those things, right? And John was also kind of like their boots on the ground, but he was doing his own thing. So he was just bringing them deals. He was more of a wholesaler for them. And we met at a networking event they had up in Austin, and realized that John was also out of San Antonio, so we set up a time to get together for coffee. So as we sit together, he was already working with another investor out of San Antonio, where that investor would put up the money for the marketing and John would do everything else. So we were talking about it, and he was telling me at the time you would send out letters and you would get a lot of phone calls. I'm talking about you can get 60 to 100 phone calls in a day. So you actually had to strategize how often you put out marketing. So the best way to do it at the time was you kind of scatter them out on a daily basis. So then you can kind of control the phone call flow. So you weren't getting so many, because I mean, you would just miss so many phone calls. And in marketing, you never want to miss a phone call. So we were talking, and he was telling me their issue they're having. And I was like, and he was telling me like, he's really good at title work, at putting the deal through and all of that, right? And I was like, well, I'm really good at taking the call and negotiating and getting on the contract. I was like, why don't we work together? I was like, you guys keep doing your thing. I was like, whenever the phone calls come in, you direct them to me. That way you're not missing phone calls. I'll go to the appointments, get them on the contract. I'll bring the contracts to you. You finish it out through the title process. I was like, we just get more deals done that way. So they were both excited about that. So we started working together. And a couple months after working together and everything, we kind of, John and I were kind of pretty much doing everything. So we were like, well, you know, this other guy, he had a different route that he wanted to pursue. It wasn't really in the real estate investment realm. So we're like, well, you go do your thing and we'll do ours. You know, and we parted ways that way. And this was towards the end of the year, and I already had an LLC and everything set up. So I told John, I was like, well, why don't we go into partnership, like legit partnership, right? We do 50-50. And at the time, we had already, like I said, been working together for a couple months now. So we kind of knew, you know, we worked very well together. And the biggest thing was our goals, right? So when we sat down to go over what we wanted, we sat down to go over to make sure that our goals were in line, right? That he doesn't want one thing and I want something completely different, because then we're always going to pull from opposite ends. So we sat down, we made sure that we both want the same out of real estate, that we're both expecting the same. Because partners I've had in the past, they're only after money, which is fine. I mean, it's fine whatever you want to be after. It's just I wasn't after the money. What I'm after is building something so much greater than that. I want to build, you know, a massive company, a big investment firm. Eventually turn this into more of a hedge fund style where people, everyday people, can actually invest. And they can invest with us and we handle everything. So that's always been like my ultimate goal with all this. And he agreed. He was like, yeah, me too. I want to do something big. You know, the money's great, of course. We all like the money. But we both want to do something bigger. And the biggest thing was more of our, what do you call it? Your ethics, I guess, where neither of us would screw anybody over for money, right? And that was crucial to me because I had already seen it a few times in my, when I worked with other real estate investors, that they would screw over the homeowner or even me for $500, you know, or the homeowner, this one guy, he did a terrible thing to the homeowner. Luckily, it didn't go through. The homeowner was smart enough. But again, I saw all this and it was all for just a couple thousand extra dollars. It was just, it wasn't necessary, in my opinion, right? Like, I just don't think any amount of money is worth screwing somebody over. And he agreed. So I was like, all right, cool. So all the big stuff we checked off. I was like, now being in a partnership to me is like being in a marriage. And he still to this day laughs about that because, not many people look at it that way, but the reason I do is because, like, the reason I feel like the way a marriage works is over communication, right? When you guys don't communicate about the issues you're having, about frustrations, problems, money, finances, raising kids, whatever it is that you don't communicate, everything turns out to be a problem later on. So the point was, I was like, it's like a marriage, and I don't believe in divorce. So we need to be able to work shit out. We need to be able to over communicate. If there's something either one of us doesn't like, we have to address it. And don't take it so personal, right? Don't get so emotional if you have an idea and I don't agree with it, where you take it personal, like, oh, you're stupid or anything like that. No, it's the idea. We're all working for the same goal. So keeping that in mind, I was like, we need to be very vocal. Any issues you have, any hesitations, any doubts, anything, speak up, because that's how shit builds up and that's where you get that hostility within partnerships, right? Somebody's been doing something one way the other one doesn't like and it's been going on for months until they explode and they're like, fuck you, I don't want to be in business with you anymore, right? I didn't want that because, again, my goals are so much bigger that I know I'm not going to be able to do them on my own. I'm not that smart. I'm not that good. Right, I need somebody else with the skills that I don't have to be able to accomplish the goals that I want to accomplish, right? And it helps them as well because I have the skills they don't have, right? So in this case, I have skills that John doesn't have that I can help him accomplish his goals. So we complement each other very, very well. It is not, that is always another issue, is that people partner with people that are similar to what they have, right? So like two great negotiators should not be working together, because I've seen that. I've seen two people partner wholesalers just because they're friends and they're both really good at negotiating and building rapport, but they suck at running a business and growing it. So it's like, okay, you're not gonna go anywhere. You guys still need somebody to make up that X, you know, that missing piece to the partnership. Now, this doesn't mean that one piece is more important than the other at all. Like in our company, in our partnership, there isn't a CEO, there isn't a head of the company, there isn't anything. You know, it's John and I, and then everybody else, right? Like John can make the same decisions I make the same decisions he makes, because we both have the same vested interest in the company. We both want the company to move forward. So as long as those decisions that we make are for the company to move forward, it doesn't matter who makes them, right? So that is how we run this business. That's how we run our partnership. And so continuing with the story, we became partners at that point. We came over, signed over 50% of the LLC that I had to him, and we started just working together. So I had my part, and when my part finished, his part started. Now, there are some areas that are where we overlap. Like, we both know a lot about construction, you know, so when it comes time to managing projects and stuff like that, John is great at management. He is awesome at operations, finance, the day-to-day stuff. And this is very important. I see so many people, they run their business and they don't understand their finances. And finances, it's not something, I hear this a lot where they say, oh, my accountant handles that. That's the most ignorant shit I've ever heard. Like that, you're just being lazy. You know, my accountant handles that. That's reckless. You know, you need to handle that. That your accountant does the day-to-day, you know, as far as like, you can have a bookkeeper. I mean, we have bookkeepers, we have accountants, we have all that. But John still manages the finances, where he still comes in and looks at the projections. Where are we with money? Where are we sitting with these projects? How much capital do we have left? How much of a budget do we have left, right? Because this happens a lot. A lot of times when you're renovating projects or buying a lot of houses, you will go over budget, right? There's things that come up and shit happens. And if you're not keeping track of your budget and you finish and you get towards the end of your budget, but you're not at the end of your project, that becomes an issue. Now, it's not an issue if you can anticipate it, right? There's a lot of times, though, a lot of times we go over budget on our properties because we start seeing comps pick up a little bit. So we decide to put in a little extra money so we can get those higher prices. Or there was an issue with this previous house that we did that we lifted 9 inches. We expected plumbing to break on the foundation. We lifted the foundation 9 inches and we had anticipated plumbing. We didn't anticipate the plumbing to be in the condition that it was in. It took the plumbers like 4 days just to get to the plumbing because of how much crap was in there. So all that extra labor cost a lot more money than we were expecting. So a lot of extra shit that comes out in a project, if you are not budgeting this in real time and projecting your expenses moving forward, you're going to get to the end of your budget and realize you still have a lot of project to go. Now, what do? Right? Now, either your project stops, you got to start scrambling for money, and it becomes a huge issue, right? So by John managing our finances, he sits down, we look, all right, so this one, we're going to need an extra 10 grand to finish out. Great, where can we get that from? We're going to move it from this other project, or we're going to, you know, do something else, or we have this other one coming in, or we put in our own money. Like, when you have the time, you can plan for it accordingly. So when the time comes, we have that extra 10 grand. And he'll spend literally all weekend sometimes, or all night, or whatever it is, to go over all the numbers, make sure everything is being tracked. Where are all the receipts? Even though we have a bookkeeper that every receipt that we have, we take a picture of it, we scan it in, they classify it. He goes in to make sure they're being classified correctly. And by doing so, he has seen a lot of inconsistencies, like, no, this shouldn't be here, it should be there, because all of that matters. When you finish a project, you need to know exactly what your profit is, and not just the check that comes to you. A lot of people get a check and they're like, oh, I made 20 grand, but did you though? You know, you sure you didn't go over budget? You sure you accounted for everything? Where are some things that you may have paid with a different account and you didn't realize? Especially when you have 4 or 5 rehabs going on at the same time. So what I went off on a tangent a little bit, but what I'm trying to stress to you is that those skills are very necessary in a business. And they're equally as important as everything else, as negotiations, as sales, as marketing, as branding, as everything. You understand? Financing. They're all important skills. And you need to find the right people, and they are worth the same as everything else. Because without any one of these pieces, you're going to see your business is either not going to grow or it's going to fail miserably. You know, because you can only go so long without keeping track of your finances. So those were his abilities. My abilities are marketing, negotiations, branding. I'm great at sales. So pretty much like investor relations, stuff like that. Right. So it's like we made a great partnership together. But above all that, there's a lot of times that John and I don't agree on things, right? And we are both very, very passionate people with our business. We get into very heated discussions about things, and we have an understanding that if there's a deal or something that we just don't agree on, we can't come to an agreement on, we won't do it. And that is the agreement that we have, right? So it's like, if we both can't agree, it can't get done. Now, that's it. You don't hold a grudge, you don't PMS, and you just move forward. You know what I mean? Like, there's just no reason for whining or anything. That's just what it is. And the not holding a grudge is the biggest part. There's a lot of times where I've screwed up or John has screwed up, and you don't have the other person being like, see, I told you so. You see, you screwed up, or rubbing it back in their face later on. Well, remember last time you fucked this up, so let's make sure. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's no need for those things. You got to protect each other. You guys are business partners. And like I said, it's kind of like a marriage. You wouldn't be throwing shit back into your spouse's face. At least you shouldn't, you know, not if you want to have a happy marriage. But that's not productive in any area of any business. It's not productive because all you do is put somebody else down. So we never do those things. You know, either one of us, whoever screws up, it's like, fuck, yeah, okay, I screwed up. You know what I mean? Or, hey, look, you messed up this part here. Let's try to fix it. Let's work together. And that's it. Move forward. Because guess what? You're both going to screw up. You understand? Nobody's perfect. Nobody's going to be doing perfection at all times. But what you do need as a business partner is that when you screw up, you know that they're going to step up and help you to fix things. You understand that they're going to step in and be like, all right, yeah, okay, fine. You did screw up. So what? Let's figure it out. Because, I mean, regardless, it needs to get solved. So there's no point on blaming each other, getting pissed or anything. Things are going to happen. You got to let it go. You got to work together. Remember, the goal is the company. And the only way that company is going to succeed is if both of you are on the same page and working together. And all the problems, everything like that, we hash them out. Everything. Let's talk about this. I don't agree with you here. Here's what I'm seeing. Help me see what you're seeing. I don't agree. I still don't agree. You know, and we keep talking it out. And then there's a lot of times. This is more 9 out of 10 times. We have arguments where we are both arguing the same point. It's hilarious. I mean, if you were to be here, you would just crack up because we are really like just in each other's faces and we are arguing the same exact point. We agree, essentially. We agree with each other. But I want him to see it my way and he wants me to see it his way, even though both our ways leads to the same result. So it's hilarious. And it's something that after a while we sit there and we're like, so we're both saying the same thing, right? It's like, yeah, okay, fine, let's go. You know, and you just move forward. But you're going to have that. And going back to it, you can't take those things personal. You know? Now, another big area of being in a partnership. And I really cannot stress this enough. You got to get rid of your ego. I mean, this is something that even if right now you're saying, oh, I know. No, shut up. You don't know. Get rid of your ego. Seriously. There's a lot of times people have, especially in real estate, this idea that they want to be the man, the person, right? I'm the boss, or I'm the CEO. I'm head of, you know, I'm the president, or whatever stupid ass title you want to give yourself. Stop it. Stop with the ego. Your ego doesn't get you anywhere except to failing your business. Because when you have that kind of ego that you need to be the head person and the, you know, and you need to have everybody see you as the boss and everybody comes to you, all you're doing is bringing down everybody else's morale. And guess what? You are not more important than they are. Because without them, you're not going to do shit. So stop with your ego. Stop with trying to feel like you're the boss. It doesn't mean shit. You have a self-esteem issue that you need to address somewhere else. But it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't get you anywhere. You understand? Like, we have that so many times. This past week, John went to see 3 lots in a neighboring city that we were going to be building on and everything like that. And the builder, he's like, oh, doesn't Jonathan need to be here too? And because I don't know if he thinks that I'm in charge or whatever. And it's like, no, John can go see any properties. I can go speak to investors. He can go speak to investors. It doesn't matter who goes. There's no boss in this. Because at the end of the day, it's like we said, our goals are aligned. We understand that as long as what we're doing is taking the company forward and we sit down and we agree what taking the company forward means, it doesn't matter who goes. You know, we both have the same skill sets. We both have a lot of abilities in different areas. And then guess what happens after that meeting? John comes back and he calls me and he says, hey, this is what I saw. What do you think? The same with me. I go look at something. I come back, call John. Hey, this is what I saw. What do you think? Not because either one of us is looking for the other person's approval, because again, it's not an ego thing. It's a business thing, right? So what we're doing is calling each other saying, hey, this is what I see. Do you see anything else? You know what I mean? Am I right? Am I wrong? Are you seeing something that I'm missing? There's a lot of times that I'm moving too fast and I don't see something, and he'll come in and he'll be like, hey, what about this? Shit, completely overlooked it. And it's vice versa, right? So leave your ego at the door. It's not about like, what, you can't trust me? What, I can't go? Stop it. That shit doesn't get you anywhere. You understand? And it's not a, you should be able to trust each other to handle shit. And then at the same time, self-awareness. You should be able to trust each other when you're in over your head in a certain area, right? Like, could I go meet with the accountant on my own? Yes. Will I want to? Fuck no. John runs the finances. Why the hell would I want to do that? You understand? Like, yes, I go to the accountant meetings because it's my business too, right? I need to know what the finances are and stuff like that. But he's the one that heads that up. And it's the same, like if there's a marketing meeting with somebody, John's not going to go by himself, even though he could, but I'm the one that heads that up. Why would he go by himself? Does that make sense? So it's like, you got to know your strengths, your weaknesses, and understand where can you both work together and how to work off each other, right? So you, I mean, guys, this is the biggest thing in real estate. Like, and in any business, you're not going to do this shit on your own. You're just not. And this is something that wholesalers and people getting into the business can't understand. They're a part of a group. They're a part of a team or whatever it may be. They get some skills and then they want to run off on their own. And they want to run off on their own and say, you know, oh, I'm going to do this on my own because I'm going to get more money. You're not. You're really not going to make more money on your own. Trust me. It's not possible. You understand? Because the money that comes in any business is in volume. You know, you're not going to kill it on one deal. And the problem is that you don't know which deal is going to be that big hitter that's going to come in. And when it's just one of you, it makes it that much harder to do multiple deals. So between John and I, even though right now we're doing enough deals where he can manage the renovations, if we start picking up more deals, I can step in and help manage the renovations as well. So just between the two of us, we can handle maybe north of 10 to 12 properties at a time that we are renovating. You know what I mean? That we don't have to bring in anybody else. And that means more profit for us. You understand? But we're working with each other. So, I mean, leave your egos at the door. Be very clear with your goals. Make sure that you guys line up. Don't lie to yourself. You know, don't kid yourself. We have every week, usually on Fridays, we get together for happy hour and we go over our business. All right, what happened this week? What troubles are we having? What are we seeing? What do we need to work on? You know, and we do all this over some, probably sometimes scotch, sometimes it's beer, whatever feels good at the time. And we go over the business. We call it same page meeting, right? We want to make sure we're both on the same page. What did you do this month? What did you do this week? What did I do this week? What are we planning for next week? What are some to-dos? What do you need me? What do I need you? Right? Do you need me for anything? Maybe we're finishing up a project and I need to step in to help them finish it out with the renovations and stuff. Great. When are we doing this? Like same page meetings, always, every week on a weekly basis. Like you guys sit down and go over everything. You know what I mean? What do the books look like? Where's our financing? Are we out of money? Are we good with money? How does it look for this year? You know, what are our goals to get more deals? Whatever it is. But you sit down on a weekly basis. So then the week starts, you guys are on the same page and you're working after the same goal. And also asking for help. There's so many times that he'll get bogged down and I'm not, right? Because when you have your businesses, your duties separated so well, there's very few times where like you're both maxed out. There's sometimes where he's working more than I am, and there's times that I'm working more than he is, depending on where each cycle of what we're doing is at. So when that happens, you have to reach out to your business partner and be like, hey, you know, I see you got some time. I need some help with this. You know what I mean? And vice versa. Because again, it's for the business. You guys are growing this business together. So where's the ego? Where's the pride of having to do it all on your own when it's going to take you twice as long and the other one's not doing much? Right? So prioritizing, setting up those goals, and just, it really just goes back to it. I know, like I said, I can't stress it enough. Get rid of your fucking ego. Get rid of it. That's the only reason why many businesses don't work, is people have an ego. They have the ego that they want to be their own boss, or they want to, you know, shit to be done their way. Like, you're not going to get anywhere that way. Just believe it. You're not. Shit needs to get done the way it needs to get done, whether it's your way or it's somebody else's way. You know, you have to be humble enough and smart enough to try to analyze which way makes the most sense. Is it yours or is it their way? And guess what? It's not your way or their way. It's the way. You understand? There's no extra points or extra credit for whoever came up with the ideas. It's not like, hey, you came up with this idea this month, so you're going to get a bigger check. You get what I'm saying? That shit doesn't work. So nobody's getting extra credit for coming up with the idea. Well, the point is that the problem got solved. That's your only goal at any time. Because where I'm going with this is that I've seen it a lot of times where somebody has a good idea, but just because it's not your idea, you don't implement it. Because it's like, well, I can't do that because it's his idea, right? It needs to be my idea. So I found that, like, I've spoken to people where they tell me that, hey, you know, this guy, if it's not his idea, he won't do it. I'm like, well, if you need to stay in that partnership, then what you need to do is structure in a way where it makes them feel like it's their idea. So then it can get done, right? And that, to me, while it's a temporary solution, I think it's a long-term problem. You know what I mean? That is a person that their ego is just way too big, you know, and they're too closed-minded, which is going to hurt your business. Because when there's times that you need to come up with an idea, solve a problem, and move on, and you're not the one that's coming up with it, and somebody else is, and you don't want to accept it, it's going to hurt your business. So again, get rid of your ego, work as a team. The shit is a marriage. You got to over-communicate. It's the only way it's ever going to work. So that's how we've been partners. That's how we've been partners for this long. Everything we do, I trust him 1,000% with everything. He trusts me 1,000% with everything. And that's why we work so, so freaking well together. You understand? There's no hostility between us. There's no problems. And yes, we do have arguments. You're not going to avoid them. Especially when you have two people that care that much about a business and care that much about success, you're going to have to argue things. You guys don't, that's why it's great to have opposite, you know, because he's going to look at shit one way and I'm going to look at shit the other way, even though we may be arguing the same exact point. But you need that. You need that, and you need that comfort in that safe place that you guys can have those arguments and hash them out and figure out what the right path is. Not whose path is better. What's the right path for this business? You understand? And move forward and work together. So I hope this helps. If you guys have any questions or any follow-ups or any struggles you're having in your current partnerships, feel free to reach out. I'm here, always willing to listen, always willing to give some feedback. I have some great talks with some of you guys over email and stuff where you've brought to me some of your problems and stuff, and I've been able to share how I've overcome them. So feel free to reach out. If you're having any issues or any hesitations or any problems, reach out. We're here to help. So I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'll catch you guys on the next one.